Our weekly visit with the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks every Tuesday at 2:30. We check in with Tori Lovello. He joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show, coming off of one of, if not the most satisfying wins of the season. Hi, Tori. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Well, Skip, I was at the game last night. That was amazing. I mean, Jake Arrieta was absolutely flat out dominant for eight innings, and then you got to the bullpen in the ninth. I'm going to tell you where I thought the game was really won, in my opinion. First and third, nobody out in the eighth. Matt Andrees, who's had some struggles with you guys, gets a strikeout and a double play and doesn't give them that insurance run. At that moment, I thought that you guys had a chance. I really did. I thought you had a chance. That was the biggest play of the game to me, was Andrees getting out of first and third, nobody out.
Yeah, you know, obviously you're a huge baseball fan and you follow it closely, so we felt the same way. And I'm glad you addressed Arrieta, because he was flat out dominant, and I think he and Zach were going toe to toe. And for the old time, old school baseball fans, those are the games that I love to see. And we hung in there. We didn't give up that extra run, and you're absolutely right. If we give up that third run, I feel like it's a tough circumstance to come back from. You know, you can get somebody on and clip somebody for a two-run home run, a couple doubles and a base hit, you score the game. But Matt did a great job, and there's so many things that happened inside of that game that enabled us to do that and come back, but none bigger than Matt preserving or keeping that lead at 2-0.
Yeah, Matt was one of the bullpen additions you guys have made leading up to the trade deadline, and it seems to me, even though we didn't see two of them in last night's game, those additions really allowed you to have some length and some depth with that bullpen. It seemed like even without seeing Ziegler, without seeing Diekman, we saw your new bullpen kind of on display last night because of those six innings they gave you in extra innings.
They were fantastic. I don't think they gave up a hit after the ninth inning, and that's a credit to them. And they've done that all year long, and they know their roles. They come in, they attack zones, they do the things that they're supposed to do, and they get big outs. And sometimes it doesn't work, and that's just baseball. But I think when you're talking about bullpen earned run average, we're right up there. Last time I checked, at one point in time, we were leading all of baseball in bullpen ERA. So I'm very proud of those guys. They do a great job. I was really trying to stay away from Diekman yesterday. He was going to be available. He would have pitched in a situation like that, but he wanted the baseball, and on a day where we wanted to stay away from him, it's just another reason why we love him and Ziegler. They were ready to come in late in the game and help us hopefully win the game.
I would never ask you to second guess another manager, and I'm being dead honest when I say that, but I do have to ask, were you a little surprised at some of the defensive replacements made by your counterpart late in that game, taking some of their bats out of that lineup?
You know, I'm sure that he had a couple really good reasons. And you know, when you're playing with a thin bench to begin with, and you have four guys, it's hard to take two of the four out right away. At the same time, and you have to add caution to that. And you can see what ended up happening. I'm sure that he had a good reason. I know that there's a defensive liability in left field with Hoskins. And, you know, maybe I would have gone that route and hung on to Kingery. Cabrera's been in those situations a lot of years and a lot of innings, and he probably could have picked up the baseball. I know Kingery obviously, is very talented defensively, but, you know, you just have a tough time taking two guys out of in that key situation, and it didn't work out, and I hate to second guess it, but probably isn't something that I would have done in that situation. Maybe one of the two, but not both.
Yeah, and Hoskins had actually made a couple of really good plays in left field, one right up against the wall early in the game. He made two good defensive plays in that game.
Yeah, he's come a long way, and you know, there might be some defensive liabilities at time that he's showing, but no, like I said, I don't know what's going on inside of their dugout. I'm not in their clubhouse, and obviously they're having a huge year, and things have been working very, very well. But you know, that's why sometimes you have to keep some of your pieces back in case something doesn't go the right way. But for us, we were very, very fortunate. You know, obviously the lineup was set up a different way. We were able to attack it a different way, and it worked out well in the late innings to keep the game at 2-2.
And I'm going to be honest with you, because the whole family's at the game, me and my wife and son and my daughter, and my daughter Kaylee is the only one rooting for the Phillies. You know, she's dating Scott Kingery, who you intentionally walked Santana to get to Kingery, and he grounded out to third, but he did get two at bats in the game. But I will tell you that we are still rooting for the Diamondbacks outside of my daughter.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I know that you and your family are true believers. You bleed Sedona red just like everybody does down here. But, you know, I'll give you a mulligan on that. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. Now that I know he's got an ex on his back, now that I know that he's dating your daughter.
Yes.
Tell me better watch out.
Yeah, yeah. If anything goes wrong, we got some guys to throw 97, 98, right?
There you go. Better be careful. Give your daughter my phone number. If she needs to make a direct phone call to me, I'll take care of it.
Okay, yeah. So I get one, right? I get one hit by pitch if I ever need it down the road?
Yeah, we'll go there.
Okay.
We'll go there.
All right, that's good to know.
Just for your daughter, though. For your daughter.
All right.
Sori Lavello, the manager of the Diamondbacks, our guest here at the Burns and Gambo Show. After the game, quote, "This is the type of baseball we got used to playing last year. We've seen it in spurts this year. It couldn't come at a better time," close quote. Big picture, what is a win like that? Still just one out of 162, mm-hmm. but given where you are in the calendar and what you're trying to do, what does a win like that do to propel you guys?
Well, you hit it right on the head. Last year was a magical year. We had a number of wins like that late in the game or walk-off wins. And, we haven't seen it as frequently. It just means the teams have gotten better around us. So when you do it at this time of the year, right now, and we've been grinding at different periods of time during the year, right now we're in a really good place. We know where we are in the standings. We know what's going to take place for the next month and a half, and we've embraced that. But when you do something such as we did, it's a total team effort. Everybody sold out to making something good happen. They didn't care about anything other than making it go time or laying it down for their teammates. And that gives you a very, very special feeling. So there was a ton of energy inside of this clubhouse post game last night. Hopefully that'll catapult us into another big win today.
I'd expand on this a little bit for me, because lower body tiredness I've never heard of. I have that my first five steps every morning when I get out of bed, but it's not something that I know. Bernsey laughs every time.
Ouch. Okay, I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah. I said the first five steps on the wood floor is out of bed every morning. That's my lower body tiredness.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything more to it? I mean, we're looking at the numbers, and the numbers back up that he hasn't been playing very well lately. Mm-hmm. Expand on that, because lower body tiredness just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Well, yesterday, the day before yesterday, I had a discussion with AJ, and he was obviously off, and he said that it came at a good time. He was feeling very fatigued, and that hopefully tomorrow, he will feel 100%. So yesterday was that day when I checked back in with him prior to making the lineup or pushing out everything publicly, and I asked him how he was feeling. He said, my legs just are a little bit fatigued. My body's fatigued. I'm ready to go. Well, when I heard that, it was a red flag for me, especially given what AJ has been through this year. He cut his rehab short to join this team and get back into this race for us. And I just felt like it was my job to protect AJ, even though he said he could have played and wanted to play and he was ready to play. AJ at 80%, which is what he felt like he was, just didn't make sense to me when we had other players that were 100%. And I just told him, look, this will be my decision. I'm going to give you one more day. But after this, we're going to still schedule your days off. We're going to be careful. But it's going to be go time. We're going to need you, and I'm going to need 100% of you every single time you're out there.
He's never hit 20 home runs in a season. He's never driven in 80 runs in a season. Never stolen more than 9 bases. Can you put into words how much of an impact David Peralta has on your baseball team?
Yeah, it's hard for me to give a value. I get to see him every single day, and it's about his energy that he's playing with. It's about his focus and concentration and preparation, and then just engaging into the game and believing that he is the best hitter that baseball has ever seen. So he walks up there full of confidence, and he is letting it happen every single night. And his numbers are going to show that he's going to have a very, very complete season, and deservedly so. He told me prior to the season starting that he had a lot of goals that he was searching for and hoping to achieve, and one of them was the ultimate team goal, and that speaks volumes about David. I'm so proud of where he's at. He obviously came into baseball as a pitcher. He had to reinvent himself as a hitter. Got great bat-to-ball instincts, deserves so much of the credit for where he's at right now, and he still has a month and a half to go, and I can't wait to see where those final numbers end up.
Last one for Sori Lavello before we let him go. You got Zach Greinke on the hill tonight. What, in your mind, has been the key to this unbelievable run of success that he has had as of late?
Well, it's still the same thing that he did last year, and when Zach gets pumping, he has a ton of confidence. He starts to get a feel for all four pitches that he can throw and becomes very, very potent because of a game plan and the ability to execute every single pitch. It's the downhill fastball that's sitting right about 90 miles an hour, maybe a little bit more from time to time, but it's just the supreme confidence in knowing that he's prepared, he stands over the rubber, ready to make pitches and get big outs.
Any big lineup changes for today's game?
No, nothing crazy. Obviously, AJ's in the lineup, so it's a pretty standard lineup. No big surprises.
All right, Torrey, we appreciate the time. Congratulations again on that great win last night. We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, okay?
I'm giving my daughter your number just in case, okay?
All right, you got it.
All right.
Stick together. All right, boys. See you later.